So they brought all these pieces over to Sampson. I was working over there then. And the machinist was Ed Ross. And they asked if we could fix it up, you know. And landing gear was real thin stuff. So old Ed and I, we went down into the blacksmith shop and got a great big chunk of iron and bent it, welded it and put it into the axle, and I welded it together and took it up and welded the hinge on. The hinge was 12 inches long. Landing gear came down this way and into a tube, welding them on, and they want us to fix the motor mount. Well, we didn't have no tubing. They didn't have no tubing. So we took pipe and machined it down on the lathe and drove it inside of this tube, and I welded them up. They put the airplane together and flew it, and it flew good. And they started for Barrow. There was Major Lamphere was the pilot, and Sergeant Wisely was the co-pilot, and Wilkins was in it. And he couldn't get up into the cockpit from the cabin on account of the gas tanks they had in the thing. They had it plugged up with gas tanks. He'd have three engines and a couple hundred horsepower apiece. So when they got in the air, Wilkins couldn't get up there. No two guys had a scrap up there. They got into bad weather somewhere up, getting close to... where'd he go over? Weddle, Wiseman, somewhere up there. They run into some bad weather, and one of them wanted to turn back, and the other one didn't. And I understand they had quite a shuffle up there till they finally did turn around and come back. And that airplane made it all right. I mean, it never did get to Barrow, I don't think, on that particular trip, but they come back. And then Ben was flying America. That was a single-engine airplane. And he started down the field and didn't make it. He cut the throttle and went off into the Thule's air a little bit, into the stumps, and knocked the tail skid off. Had a longeron. So they called up, and I went up and fixed that for them. And the next day, they didn't want to try that again, so they laid off for two or three days, and they built another field. They went over in Rickards, or Beer Mart now, over in Rickards Field, they call it then, and they plowed with horses and grader. That's the way they fixed up the roads in old days. They had horses and a grader. The guy had to ride the grader, you know, with big wheels on it.